going to read some of Shelley's poems. Actually, I really prefer Wild, but I just, yeah, I mean, there's this thick book of, like, a collection of Shelley's poems. So I was like, I had to give myself a reason to go through all of this. So the first one is called Time. The collection is actually, like, bilingual. It's both in English and Chinese, which means I have to read both, which is a good thing, I guess. Time. Unfathomable sea, whose waves are years, ocean of time, whose waters of deep woe are brackish with the salt of human tears. Thou shoreless flood, which in thy ebb and flow clappest the limits of mortality, and sick of prey, yet howling on for more, vomitest thy wrecks on its inhospitable shore, treacherous in calm and terrible in storm. Who shall put forth on thee, unfathomable sea? 幽深的海啊, 年代是你的浪波, 时间的海啊, 满是深深的悲伤, 你带着咸咸的眼泪, 多么咸涩, 你的浪涛浩荡无边, 在你的波流上, 潮汐交替, 那就是不朽的界限, 扑食你已倦, 然而仍在咆哮无厌, 把破碎的船抛在无情的岸边, 你在平静的时候险诈, 风雨来临时可怕, 呵, 谁敢继续前行, 在你深不可测的表面。 Okay, there's this other one called Two Spirits, but it's apparently like way too long, so that's why I'm gonna move on to the other one called When the Lamb is Shattered. I mean, as a romantic poet, Shelley does have all the characteristics, all the features, like all his imagery and his tone. The tone he uses very dreamlike sometimes, and it features such like beautiful language that one can expect from a youth or like from a young man. So that's why I always have this doubt, like, I'm always skeptical of, like, this poet's, like, the developments. Like, are they still gonna produce such works at the age of 50, if they live to that age? That is to say, I find that most of them died rather young, so there's no cause for worry, right? Because they're gonna die quite soon. Okay. When the Lamb is Shattered. When the lamb is shattered, the dark in the dust lies dead. When the cloud is scattered, the rainbow's glory is shed. When the lute is broken, sweet tones are remembered not. When the lips have spoken, loved accents are soon forgot. As music and splendor survive not the lamb and the lute, the heart's echoes render no song when the spirit is mute. No song but sad dirges that the wind to a ruined sail, or the mournful surges that ring the dead seaman's nail. When hearts have once mingled, love first leaves a well-built nest. The weak one is singled to endure what it once possessed. O love, who bearest the frailty of all things here, why choosing in the frailest for your cradle, your home, and your bier? Yep, that's all. 中文版. 当一盏灯破碎时, 它成了你的光亮也就消失了。 当天空的云消散时, 彩虹的辉煌也就随之消失了。当琵琶的琴弦断了时, 优美的曲调也归于沉寂。当口中的言辞已尽, 爱的韵味很快就会被遗忘。因为音乐和光明, 一定会和琵琶与灯盏一起存在。心灵就弹不出歌曲, 就为那里惊奇已经消失。没有歌声只有哀悼。像风吹过荒墟的一角, 或像是哀嚎的波涛，为已死的水手把丧钟敲响，挺有韵味，挺有感觉的这首，稍微黑暗了一点，不过我喜欢。我再找找看，哎，好像西风颂
Ode to the West Wind 还挺，就是有名的，但是今天没有时间，那就那个可以单独做一个录一下吧，因为好像比较长，比较有内容。 然后第三首我就选了 A Lament, 哀歌。 A Lament. O world, O life, O time, on whose last steps I climb, trembling at that where I had stood before, when I return the glory of your prime, no more. O nevermore. Out of the day and night, a joy has taken flight. Fresh spring and summer and winter hall move my faint heart with grief, but of delight. No more, O nevermore. 哀歌。哦，世界，哦，生命，哦，时间，我爬到你们的最后一层，情不自禁地在我曾经站过的地方颤抖。你们什么时候能再回到光华鼎盛时期？永不可能，哦，永不再有。离开白天和黑夜，一种喜悦已向天外飞去。星星的春天，炎热的夏天和寒冷的冬天，在我的心头堆满了悲伤，但是那欢快永不可能，哦，永不再有。
这首比较短哦，我觉得其实在我看也太多哦了吧，就是很降档次。不过那个时代的诗人好像挺喜欢用的，就是很无病呻吟嘛，用今天的评价来说。但是诗还有文学追根结底可能都是一种就是情绪或者思维的表达，然后因为往往趋向感性，所以很容易被说成在无故的嚎叫。但是嚎叫的有价值，嚎叫的有意思就可以了。有没有任何东西就是只要有受众量，有人喜欢，它就会流传下去，亘古不变都是这个道理。哦，我发现他有一首诗叫做《致华尔华兹》（To Wordsworth）， 但是今年我读这个英国文学也算是正式的认识了这个人，这个 Wordsworth。就之前有看过，有读过他的诗，但是可能了解的没有这么深。然后这个人显然啊，其实不必说他，就是觉得说诗人好像都也挺喜欢评价另一个比较有名或者是在他之前的这样一个前辈，比如说王尔德就评过，也不是评过，就写过自己一次去祭祀了墓边的经历。同是浪漫派的嘛，可能这个神交，这个心灵上的这种就沟通，一种超越了跨越了生死时间的这种连接，这个缘分应该还是有的。当然祭祀我觉得他这个这个碑上刻的那个叫什么来着，此处长眠者名声水上书，这个真的特别浪漫。就连他墓碑上这行最后的这行话，不知道是不是他自己写的，不过连这个都浪漫，真的是这个一生真的刻到骨子里的浪漫，也算是很传奇了。你扯这么多就这样吧，谢谢。